Hi everyone, how are you doing? We're in the COVID-19 times, quarantine times. Hi.
Hello.
So this is basically a we are saying we are alive. I guess this would be our ideal situation. We are introverts. We don't have to go out for anything. Chanel, you miss outside?
No. The only thing I miss is the fact that my parents would used to be outside.
Oh, you know. As introverts, I want to make a public notice that stay inside so that y'all can go outside later and leave us inside.
That would be ideal. That's just from my point of view. Not that my parents are bad or anything.
No, they're not. Just
they're here.
More in your space than
all the time.
Normal.
Every single day.
But other than that, we're great. Yeah, I don't miss outside. I can look out my window and see outside.
I go outside and feed the dog. And then I come back inside. So, I've been outside. I water the plants. Then I come back inside.
Yeah, so this is somewhat like the ideal situation, as in that we're staying inside. So what's going on with everybody? What is it like for y'all? I know some extroverts are you know, you gotta check in on them and see how they're doing. They're not accustomed to this. What's going on? Are you doing like the whole thing of learning something, doing courses, exercising? In the terms of exercising, are you planning to be the snack? Or you plan to look a Hills Conquerors bike? which you know, there's nothing wrong with that. If you feel to like that. So what is going on? Chanel, since you are a teacher, you started teaching?
Yeah.
How is that going?
That has been interesting. I've done as few Google Meets as I can do. I just had one yesterday with class one, and by the time I was finished, I had a headache. I mean, they weren't as bad as they could have been. Most of the time when I reminded them, please mute your mics, they usually did, and then we went back to teaching. But yeah, it's interesting.
Is it so like Zoom meetings when I have a meeting with somebody? I attempted the first week. When I'm having meetings and I have to Skype somebody or video call them, I will put on at least a little lipstick and a shirt. But it has gone to I don't care. Normally I would just do a voice call. I wouldn't do any video. Because I haven't been to the hairdresser in how long? A month?
Probably.
And my hair, Chanel told me, isn't so, but it looks like red from the movie Us. It looks so bad.
It's like, not that bad.
Chanel,
it's not that bad.
It's nice. It's so good that you're so nice, but my hair looked like...
No, her hair was... That is not as bad.
It's starting to look like it lock. I think some parts of it might have, but you know. And the thing is that I don't actually do my own hair. So I normally go to a hairdresser every 2 weeks. And so I didn't have products to do my own hair.
And there's no grease, people.
People, hair grease. That's essential.
Our moisturizer.
That is essential.
Our curl activator. If y'all know any place where you can get these things, or they deliver them.
We did an online delivery yesterday and they didn't have any
leave-in conditioner or curl activator anything.
It's like hard times. I didn't think we brought, we went to the supermarket before the shutdown and we brought paper towels and
we bought everything but
cleaning supplies and everything, but I didn't think we'd able to hear.
And, well, you apparently know, the whole of Barbados thought about it and bought them all, so
You could just share if you went, if you like hoard toilet paper and you went hoard hair products, you're not gonna use all of them. Share. Share, brothers and sisters in Christ. Share. So what else is going on?
Nothing. I mean, we're all home. What's there to do? I had to spend my birthday in the house.
Oh yeah, Chanel's birthday was 8:49.
Which usually would not be a problem for me. Because mm-hmm. I've done it before. But this year I had plans. Which was...
You want to go... No, we were going to go overseas.
We were going to go overseas. I was going to spend my birthday
overseas. We were going to go overseas. And then we had brought plane tickets and everything. And then Rona show up unexpected. Like the family cousin that you didn't expect to come to the family reunion is coming, eat all the food. Rona show up and we had to cancel. So
yeah. And then you can't even go in the hotel because all of them shut down.
Yeah, the week before your birthday. Yeah. We were planning to go in a hotel, we went and visit one very nice all-inclusive hotel.
And it's just like, well, we have to find out if we're shutting down because we're having a big meeting today. And then she got back to us and they were shutting down. So
so you spent it at home.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. You watch movie. What we watch? Hairspray?
We watch Hairspray.
We watch something else. We watch something else. Holes?
I can't remember.
The day is like today. By the way, let me just remind people, today is the 28th of April.
And that was the
2020. It is Heroes Day. Just so you can remember what day it is and you're not thinking, oh, what is a Tuesday?
Yes.
It's a Tuesday. So you will know what day it is. At least look at your phone every morning after you do your devotions. Because you need God in this time to keep your mind. After you do your devotions, look and see what day it is so you could be aware of stuff that's going on.
Yeah. Half the time I don't know what day it is. If it wasn't for the fact that I had to teach, I probably really wouldn't know what day it is. Because I know I have class 1 Monday, class 2 Tuesday, class 3 Wednesday, class 4 Thursday. But if it wasn't for that, I would be. But then sometime last week, I was like, today is, what day is today? And I couldn't remember.
You look at your phone?
No, I had to ask Daddy because I really could not remember what day it was. It was very scary.
Oh, wow. I understand. So, yeah. So, other than spending my day working some hours and then in my bed, I'm also delve into Sims and I have like an addiction to it.
I've been watching YouTube.
And she's found out about reaction videos.
I knew about reaction videos.
Yeah, but now you watch. No, I just, Chanel doesn't watch series.
I don't
series.
Actually watch the series.
She don't watch the series. She's watched somebody reacting to the series. And she's telling me the series like, oh, this happened now. So, like, oh, you watch it? No. You watch somebody reacting to it.
It's the best way to watch half them series that I'm never going to watch. Seriously, half those things, like, throw some of them, then you'd be interested. Maybe I should watch that. I am tempted to watch The Witcher, but we shall see.
I wonder why. What do you want to watch The Witcher for, Chanel?
Shut up.
Is it the storyline? Is it a good storyline?
Yes, it's a very good storyline. I love fantasy. I am a fantasy.
You love anything else with The Witcher? You like anything else with The Witcher?
There is monsters and swords and
who's the main person in The Witcher again?
There's a girl called Yennefer.
Oh, that's it? Just Yennefer?
Yeah.
Nobody else?
Nope.
So who's the Witcher in The Witcher?
A person.
Who is that?
Moving on. Moving on.
You see what happens? You see what happens? You end up finding out about people in these times.
I cannot help that I am attracted to good looking men.
I can't help you. I can't blame you on that either. I cannot blame you on that at all.
What else is there other than YouTube?
Netflix.
I haven't actually watched that much Netflix other than the few old movies that I would rewatch and series.
What do you rewatch?
A Zombie.
Oh, right. I want to rewatch Smallville.
That's on it.
No, but I want to rewatch it. All of my, was 90s?
Yeah.
90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, late 90s.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Is it?
Smallville
started in late 90s?
It started early 2000s. Because we were in Community.
Yeah. That's so, just when we graduated.
So it's like 2001. Yeah. Smallville. You know when WB was actually good?
Well, we watched over Gilmore Girls a few years ago.
We did, but we also watched over Buffy a few years ago.
And people are like, these are things they watch.
At that young age?
Yeah.
Don't tell our parents. Even though my mother, our biggest supporter. Hey, we want to shout out Mummy.
Our number one fan. Our only fan. At least you have your mother.
You know? At least you have her. Yes. Mommy. Yeah. Ignore that. We watch Buffy and...
Angel.
Even though you don't know what those are. So... Yeah. I'm sure we're going to have a conversation later about what...
What's Buffy?
What's Angel? Is it about Angel? I would like
it. No.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And baking. That's one of the things people are doing.
Yeah.
You're baking anything, Chanel? Are you planning to bake anything?
Macaroni pie. Shepherd's pie.
The different types of pies.
Keisha's a baker.
But you still do good stuff too, because you used to bake with me.
Yeah. But you just throw things into the thing and they come out good. It's got to follow the recipe. And they say prep time 30 minutes. And this take me like 2 hours because I have to make sure everything is meticulously perfect.
Chanel does sweet bread. And it's real good too. So,
yeah.
Are you supposed to do something this? Are you supposed to do something today?
No.
I thought that's what the plan was.
Yeah.
But it's good to see people.
I'm like Santa Claus. Once a year at Christmas is when you.
Santa Claus, the reverse thief, who's coming pretend he gave you gifts that he steals from somebody else. Children, that's what Santa Claus is. He steals somebody else's gifts from Robin Hood. He steals from the poor. He puts it to you. Well, he steals from the rich and gives to you. And then you get charged for having stolen goods.
Thank God there are no children actually listening to this.
At least.
Not that if there's any such thing as Santa Claus.
No.
You should tell them the story.
That how he died? He got hit by an airplane. I never believe in Santa Claus, but that's what my biological mother told me. He I was like, I didn't even know the man. Sorry. Because I knew that my grandmother brought my gifts. So, but such and such.
She tried.
I guess she really thought we believed in this man. But anyhow. So this is just to check in.
And to start off this new thing.
How was the series last time? I know people just thinking that we're just talking about single life. I mean, yes, we're single, but it's not like a major part of who we are.
No.
Even though it is. But it's not our only facet.
Until you're
facet.
Stalking somebody on Instagram.
But we won't go there. Yeah.
Let's not.
All these stalkers, I have trained her well. People have trained her well. But, yeah. So, welcome back, Chanel.
Thanks.
Can you could tell this excitement in our voices? About this,
I'm excited, yay! But then again, we always used to. Well, for anybody out there, whoever used to watch MTV when you were younger,
oh,
I used to admire 90s. Daria. So
I love Daria.
She reminded me of me.
Yeah,
very dry.
very.
So I didn't have to get too excited about much. But that's just me. Not that I am. Dancing and happy on the inside.
Sometimes you don't need to show it, I think. You know, you could just keep it on the inside. Like us regular people.
I guess everybody sees you smiling, so they think you're also happy and crappy, but...
That's Chanel. They see her smiling. I don't always be smiling, so...
I have learned to smile.
I'm trying to fix my resting face. So... Mm. When my face is resting in its frown, I try to be like, think happy thoughts, Keisha.
But legitimately,
bread.
When I was younger, flour. I actually did not smile a day because I wasn't feeling well. And somebody came, a whole set of people came and asked, what's wrong? Why aren't you smiling? So after that, I just want to smile so people leave me alone.
Oh.
So.
So, yeah. We're back, peoples. And since you have nothing else to do,
you can listen.
You can listen. We should put it.
I actually made comments.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We will respond. You will respond. You will get a response. I'm not telling you what time frame it is. You will get a response. And yeah. So that's basically it. So. Thanks for listening. I'm thinking mommy told us, asked us yesterday, when y'all gonna start your thing?
Yeah.
She call it tea talk.
Tea talk,
which is like
tea talk is completely a whole different thing. Different we don't do tea talk out here.
But she's like, when you get started, I think mommy wants to get back on. So I don't know, maybe one of these days we can just let she go at it by herself.
Oh no.
We'll rein her in, and
that will be the first 1 hour segment that we have. Love you, mommy. All right. Bye.
Bye.